Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
Good evening, and thank you guys for listening to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. The number again to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, thank you for listening to the show. Now, daily, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. Now, you can follow the show if you have a Twitter account. Go into Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. So you can go into Twitter and type in 82 Astros Alumni, and it's the number 82 Astros Alumni, and the show page should come up there. You can connect with us there, and also you can connect with us on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to your Facebook account, go to the top of the page there, type in the search box, 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, on Facebook, you could go in your search box and type in 1982, that number, Astros Alumni Radio. The show page should come up there, and you can send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend, okay? And that way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you won't miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, you can also follow the show online if you are listening to the show via my show page online. If you look there's an icon there that says follow the show. You can click on that, and they'll go through. You can go through everything and set it up however you want to be able to follow the show. You'll get daily show notes, just like on Facebook and Twitter. You'll get daily show notes to let you know what the show is about, when it is, yada, yada. Okay? So those are the three ways that you can follow the show. It's really simple, and it's really cool. Okay? Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can contact them at 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, those guys, the professionals at CPA on Duty, can help you with any issues that you have, whether it's corporate or personal. They can help you there. Give them a call, 770-732-0244. All right, now the call-in number to the show here is 818-301-5834. And again, guys, if you call into the show, the phone screen is going to ask you if you want to just listen to the show or if you want to talk to the host. Now, press the appropriate button to talk to the host. If you want to talk to me, if you want to go live on the air, press the appropriate button so that I'll know and my phone screen will know that you want to be on the air with me. All right? Do that, guys. Otherwise, I will not know if you want to be on the show. I can't tell if you don't designate that. I can't tell if you want to be on the show. So, and if that's not designated, then I will not pull you up on the show because I didn't see that you wanted to be on the show. All right, simple as that. All right. Now, guys, I have a great episode for you tonight. Our episode is called The Crazy Things That We Did at Douglas High School. Now, a lot of my classmates out there that are listening to the show, I know you guys are listening. I don't know if you want to call in and do this, But I would appreciate it if you would call in and just give us maybe a story. You don't have to say who you are or anything. Just call into the show and tell us maybe a story or two. Okay, tell us maybe a story or two. I'd appreciate that. 818-301-5834. Now, maybe a couple of things here. I know that on last night, the Love and Hip Hop, I know you guys are watching that Love and Hip Hop, the reality show. I think they got some tremendous ratings last night, and which is, I mean, it's amazing. People want to see the drama. They want to see the drama. And in Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, that's exactly what they're doing. They're bringing out the drama. It's, and they're laying it on heavy and thick. But I don't blame them. That's exactly what we look for in a reality show. And some people haven't picked that up yet, but that's exactly what we look for. Drama. We want drama. Drama, 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 drama. And they're doing exactly that. They're giving us drama. And it's heavy duty. But, you know, that's part of it. Okay? That's part of it. Now, as far as the... as far as the topic for today, guys, which is the crazy things that we did at Douglas High School, we'll reminisce and go back and look at a couple of things and talk about a couple of things that we want to. At least I want to. Okay, some of the things that I did in high school were a little overboard. I did some things that were overboard. I did some things in college that were overboard. But as far as high school goes, when we were at Douglas, I tell you, when we were at Douglas, those 5 years at Douglas were, how can I say this? They were some of the greatest years of my life. I met my wife at Douglas. I had a great career at Douglas as far as, you know, playing sports and being successful there. I had a tremendous learning experience as far as school goes, and I met so many great friends that I still have today and I still keep in contact with today. One of my best friends in high school was Kenny Williamson. And Kenny and I did just about everything together. I mean, we were almost inseparable through high school as far as the last few years of high school. 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. I mean, we were friends the whole time, starting in 8th grade because he was in my homeroom. And we were homeroom buddies. We hung out together. We did stuff together. We spent a lot of time at each other's homes. We were growing up. I got really attached to his mom and dad. He got pretty attached to my mom, and we just did a lot of different things. And we used to just hang out. We rode motorcycles together in high school, and we did a lot of other things too. But you know, we were loose in high school. I know a friend of mine that's got a lot of money, and he built he built his business from the ground up. And now he's got a tremendous business and he's making a lot of money. But he's told me over the past few years that, you know, in his business where it doesn't require a whole lot of his time anymore, and he doesn't have a traditional brick and mortar type business as far as a store and a storefront and all this stuff, that, you know, he feels like his life is a, let's see, he says his life is like an example of being rich in high school. So he's getting to do a lot of the crazy things that he's always wanted to do, and it's like being rich in high school. Now, when we were in high school, you know, we my family was far from rich. You know, we didn't want for anything. We were well taken care of. We kept nice clothes on our backs, and we were able to do a lot of things that we wanted to do. My mom take us to the beach every summer a couple of times, and different things like that. Now, if you want to call into the show and talk about what you want to about Douglas High School, then call into the show, 818-301-5834. But when we were in high school and coming up through eighth grade and all this, you know, being in eighth grade homeroom together, we were far from rich, but I didn't want for anything. I mean, I pretty much got the things that I really wanted. You know, coming up through high school, when I had bikes to ride, that's all I used to do is ride bikes and back and forth. Then after a while, I wanted a motorcycle. I started riding motorcycles. And Kenny taught me how to ride a motorcycle. We started riding together. And then after the motorcycle, I wanted a car. And I got a car, you know, right in there in high school, or right at the end of high school. I got me a car. So there wasn't a lot of things that I really, really wanted that I didn't get. But at the same time, you know, we did a lot of stuff, you know, we did a lot of crazy things together. And you know, I don't really want to throw it out there as far as some of the things that we did. Let's just say this. The things we did in high school, I pushed my daughter as far away from that kind of stuff as I could when she was coming up through high school. Put it like that, okay? Because we did some pretty raunchy stuff. But I'll tell you a story here. I'll tell you a story that something that we did in high school that, you know, I wouldn't do today, but we did it. We used to go to Kenny's older brother's house. He lived out there near Avon Road out that way. But we used to go there, and I used to get my mom's car, and we'd be driving out there. So one day we saw not a homeless guy, but a guy that was thumbing a ride. Okay, he trying to get a ride. Oh, excuse me, guys. He trying to get a ride to somewhere, and we saw him. So, you know, teenagers in high school, I mean, we were wild and crazy. So I was driving. So Ken and I, we pulled over to the side of the sidewalk, and here this guy comes jogging to the car. So I was like, okay, open the door. So Ken opened the door, and then as soon as this guy got here, I mean, you know how, and back in the day, you know, you had to, when you open the door, you got a two-door car, you open the door, you had to push the seat, the front seat forward, like the back part of the seat, you had to push that forward, and then step into the back of the car. Well, when you do that, you kind of take your right hand and brace yourself on the door of the car and push the seat back and then try to slide yourself on in there. Well, as soon as this cat put his hand on the door, I was like, pulled off. And then we got like, we only went about maybe 20 feet and we stopped, and then here he come running again. And as soon as he got to the car again, I pulled off. We were gone this time, but the guy fell in the street, and I felt kind of bad, but that was one of the funniest things that we did together when we were in high school. And then in high school, we used to come to homeroom, and a lot of times we missed homeroom toward the end there, 11th and 12th grade. A lot of times we miss homeroom, or we come in the homeroom just before the bell would ring to go to first period. But we used to come to homeroom, and because right there, 11th, 12th grade, my mom used to let me take her car to school. So I'd drive over and pick Kenny up, and we'd come to school. But before we came to school, we would go by, and I know you guys remember this, and call into the show, guys, if you want, 818-301-5834. Now, we would go to James Package Store, right up there is Martin Luther King now. I think it was, may have been Gordon Road back in the day, I'm pretty sure. Gordon Road, we drive up there on Gordon Road, drive into James Package Store, and it was a drive-in liquor store. It was just drive-in package store. I don't know if he sold liquor there. I think it was just beer and wine. I don't think they sold liquor there. But anyway, we turned in there and pull up to the window, and they come open the window and be like, "Yeah, what's up, guys? What you want?" And we get us he did sell liquor. He did sell liquor. And we pull up there and we get us a pint, a Bacardi rum, and a six pack of beer. Like I said, we had money. I never didn't have money, I don't think. And I think that was something that attracted some of the females to me, because I always had money. I had use of a car because my mom let me use her car pretty much any time if she wasn't doing anything. And then I could call my dad and be able to borrow his car. Although he wasn't at home with me, my mom and dad were divorced, but I could call him and I could pick up his car. I could get his car and drive it. And he had one of the sweetest Chevrolet Impalas that you'd ever want to see. Kenny's brother used to call it the heavy Chevy. What it was an Impala. It was brown with tan interior. But he had some wheels on that thing, man. He had the old true wheels on it. He'd shine them up. And then he had some nice music in there, nice cassette player in there. And I said, cassette player. And we used to play these, this Prince cassette, man. And we just, oh, my goodness, hanging out. Anyway, and I'm reminiscing, guys. I'm reminiscing like crazy. And then we go do stuff. We do all kinds of stuff in cars and hang out. But we go through James Package Store. We get us a pint of liquor and a six-pack of beer. And we go and we drink. And we drink. And we drink. Then we go to school. And we get there, like I said, in the middle or the end of homeroom. And we go into that room. Blasted. And you can imagine, because right now as adults, if you're in a room, say a classroom, and you got 30 people in there, and then you got a couple of people that walk in and they've been drinking liquor or beer, and they start talking, that aroma comes out and goes up your nose. You know what that aroma is. And that's what we used to do all the time. We come in and just hang, man. And, you know, our homeroom teacher used to this. She'd shake her head at us because we were some of the busy ones in the class. We were a couple of the busiest guys in the class, probably within the whole school. And we used to just hang out. And then he played football, so time for football. I go to the football games to cheer him on. And I play basketball. At the time of basketball season, he'd come to the basketball games and cheer me on. That's how we did it. And we remained tremendous friends and still are tremendous friends. And it's a great thing, and it's an honor to be friends with someone for such a long time. Anyway, guys, we got about a minute left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening in to the show and listening to me go on and on about the past at Douglas High School, some of the crazy things that we did there in high school. Anyway, I really do appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're doing great at your jobs. I hope your families are doing well. I hope you're taking care of your families. And guys, say a special prayer for me. I am, as tomorrow we head out and take my daughter to Rome, Georgia, and we're going to take her and get her settled in at school. Tomorrow's move-in day for freshmen, and we're going up and get her moved in tomorrow. Say a special prayer for us. I'm saying special prayers for you guys as well. And like I said, I love you guys with all my heart. Take care. Have a great day tomorrow. Have a great day tomorrow. I probably will not be on the air tomorrow because I'll be up in Rome at school. So I'll see you guys around Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Love you guys and take care of yourself. Good night.